The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
You know, growing up, I always wanted a parrot. I had cats. I had dogs. You've had cats. But I always wanted a speaking bird.
I've had dogs, too. I just want to go on the record and let you know. I've had dogs, too. We had an Afghan. And you haven't had a dog until you've had an Afghan. They are known as the blondes of the dog world. They're not. And listen, I'm blonde, so I'm not. If I'm dissing blondes, I'm dissing myself. But they're not smart. They're just kind of dopey, but they are pretty. So I've had dogs.
Okay.
I
stand corrected. You've had dogs and cats.
Yes.
But we, neither of us, have had a parrot.
No.
I have always wanted I want one as smart as Einstein, which is an African gray parrot who lives at the Knoxville Zoo. He just turned 30.
Aww.
And what this parrot can do is absolutely amazing. We have some audio of this, right?
Yeah. Here's Einstein the parrot with the trainer, and the trainer's asking him questions, and he responds with the right sound, even though the trainer isn't making the sound. You'll hear, because we're going to play it in just a sec. And then at the end, Einstein does Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. He's a little tone deaf, so you might have to use your imagination a bit for that. But this is cool.
What keeps you safe? Good. Are you a pirate? Can you blow a kiss? Can you toot? That's gross. Can you fall down? Did that hurt? Cry like a baby? Can you do a cat? How about a dog? Can you bark? Can you fly on the spaceship and shoot the lasers? Gonna make everyone scream. That sounds evil. Can you do water? How about a knock at the door?
Aw, isn't he great? Oh, I love that.
See, I want one.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, improving your water cooler chat.
Number four.
All right, so this comes from a letter in a newspaper in Toronto, so you know it's real. it's not fake news. And I love this quote. And you know what? I have a personal aside that I'll share with you once I read this quote to you.
Okay.
It's kind of terrifying. The quote is...
Oh, so this is a letter, right?
This is a letter, and it's directly out of the newspaper in Toronto.
Right.
So it says, my wife of 10 months is exceptionally attractive, mm-hmm. loving, caring, and my best friend. But she's excessively flatulent.
She's a little gassy. Oh, dear.
Who would write this to a newspaper? It goes on, it says, in the car, while sleeping, while watching TV, while being intimate. Oh, and it's becoming annoying, perhaps even disrespectful. I guess he was probably writing to the advice column or something.
Maybe. It depends, you know, and first of all, did he not know before they got married? He says that what they've been married 10 months. Was she not letting it go before then?
You see, this is the secret that most of us men don't realize. And personally, Sharon, I'll tell you something. This is what we believe of women. Here's the absolute misconception that my wife, Lisa, never did that during our dating years. Never. Never heard it, never smelled it, nothing.
Nothing.
Once we were married, it was like removing the plug on an inflatable raft. It was like, what the heck is going on in here? Where did that come from? Where was that during the three-year relationship we had leading up to
it? It depends on the fart. Well, first of all, aroma is a big part of it. If there's no smell, I mean, the noise itself can be funny.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've got funny little farts like this. Like...
Do we have to...
Well, you got quirky little... You got squeaky farts like this.
You see...
And then you've got just little shorty ones.
Oh, and another one.
Or this... Or like that. I like that. That's like a little touche, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Isn't that cute? No. No, it's not.
Listen.
Listen. Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number three.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways, apparently, that we can increase the amount of years that we live. One is proven by science. The other is just a theory that I have. I'll share with you in a minute. But now there's proof out there, apparently, that... I don't get jogging, to be honest with you. I've never been a runner. My wife was always a runner. But if you run, it's a good thing. It can actually add years to your life, blah, blah, blah,
I know. I've seen you run, though. You've run. You've stayed at our place and gone for a run.
I run when
Were you just doing that because you're at our place and you wanted to show off?
Well, no, I just wanted to get out of the house for a while.
That's probably true. We didn't have any good coffee, so you're like, I'll just jog down to the coffee place and grab some coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is it worth it, the running? I mean, to live in... I mean, how many years are we talking? How far do you have to run and how many years? What's the payoff?
Well, okay, so if you could add 7 hours to your life per run... So running for, they're saying for an hour will add 7 hours to your life. That means you'd need to go about almost 4,000 runs to hit the 3-year cap that you could add to your life.
No, not doing it. And you could live to 100 just by running a bit more. But think about your poor old knees. Your knees will be shot then.
That's one way. I like this story about how to live longer, which came from an old cowboy in Texas. Can I share this with you?
Just share away.
Okay, so this old cowboy would counsel his granddaughter that if she wanted to live a really long life, the secret was to sprinkle a pinch of gunpowder on her oatmeal every single morning. So the granddaughter did this religiously until she was 101 years old when she died. She left behind 14 children, 13 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-great-grandchildren, and a 40-foot hole where the crematorium used to be.
No way.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
No freaking way, right?
Number two.
Think about what you would do for $5 million. I'm not talking, you know, how hard you would work or anything like that. I mean, some really bizarre stuff in order to earn that $5 million. Well, things you would consider never doing in your life. Would you do it? If you could have $5 million.
Like, yeah. You know, wasn't there a movie about this where if some random person in the world died, you would get 50% of people said they would do that. I don't think I would.
The movie was called The Box.
That's right.
Cameron Diaz was in
that. Yeah.
So questions like these were posed to people, and it's kind of frightening how many people would actually do some of these things, like have all your teeth removed.
Right.
Almost 50% said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll have
well,
all,
I suppose,
$5 million.
I suppose dentures have come a long way. Would you do that?
No.
Really?
Implants, now you're talking. You see, you know what? My parents both had dentures, and I swear to God, I thought my entire life, I'm going to take care of my teeth. I want to have those teeth.
Right. You don't want to put them in a glass at the end of the day beside the bed. No. What about this? Would you eat a live cockroach every day for the rest of your life for $5 million?
Yeah.
Because you'd get used to it, wouldn't you?
A little protein. Well, people in parts of the world do that.
But it's live. If it was dead, if you could knock it out first and maybe fry it up with something, maybe that would... But live, or I don't know that I could do that.
It just keeps getting weirder. Like, would you have relations with a cactus?
Hell no. Hell no. 19% of people said they would, though.
Exactly.
Oh, my
right?
God. And what about this? Would you eat... This is just a one-off event. Would you eat a large poop log with a knife and fork?
Oh. Oh, God,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, it's horrible. I know. But
would
it's
you
a,
eat
it's
your
a,
pet?
Well, I wouldn't kill it first, but if she was already dead... Maybe.
Really? Okay, well, most people said they wouldn't do that, thank God.
But hang on a minute. You wouldn't kill your pet for it, but if she died, if she was already dead, and she's a cat, it's not like I've got to eat a Labrador or a horse or something. That'd be worse, wouldn't it?
You're actually considering this for $5 million. Okay, here's...
If I had a pet chicken, I'd definitely do it.
Oh, yeah. I think I get those now just to qualify. Okay, here's... Let's end it on this one because this one, to me, is probably the most bizarre one of all. Would you never use the bathroom again and only go in your pants? And I'm thinking, you know what? In about 20 years, that's going to be me anyway. Sure.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number one.
Hey, if you've ever been to an emergency room or a clinic, at, you know, when it's busy, it's it's just excruciating. The wait can be, you feel like you're there for days. You know, you either have to stick it out or you leave. Now, what if you don't have your car? You could, well, you can call Uber or a cab. You could take public transit or you could steal an ambulance.
You could call a friend, unless you and you've only got three friends and everybody else is working. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could call, or you could steal an ambulance. I mean, I'm just saying.
Steal an ambulance. That's an option. Gosh.
There's all kinds of ways to, you know, kind of get home from the emergency room if you need to.
Oh, stealing an ambulance really isn't an option, but honestly, you would think by the time you got to 83 years old, you'd be better behaved than just helping yourself to the ambulance and going, oh, keys are in it. I guess that's my ride home. This is a bit of a warning, I think, for parents, especially if you've got sons and they're a little bit tearaway, they're a little bit unruly and you think they'll outgrow it. This is a bit of an alarm bell situation right here because here's this 83-year-old guy who was at the hospital and he left. He checked himself out and he stole the ambulance. Apparently,
the police caught up with him at 7-Eleven. But here's what I noticed. You're not leaving budget rent-a-car. You're not walking out of the parking lot,
which one will I take? Yeah. I can imagine my dad doing this. I'm not joking. My dad's
really?
72.
Yeah.
And I can totally imagine. I mean, it's not a big stretch of the imagination for my dad to do this. I'm not joking. Like, he's really badly behaved. Heck, was this in Australia, this guy? Because I'm just suddenly thinking.
No,
did they
this
get
was
his
New
age
York.
Wrong?
This
All
was
right,
New York.
So they didn't get his. I suddenly had a horrifying feeling. Like, God, what if they got the age wrong?
Oh my God,
wrong?
What was his name?
And what was his name? Could it have been my dad? Because it totally could have been my dad.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.